second in our little series on, all right, now don't be doing this. You got it and I blanked out, there we go. Okay, second in our series on the wise man and the fool. And as we talked about last night, the pigs and the sheep differ, and we can tell the difference with that. They differ from their skin and their build and their noise and what they like and dislike and with their food and digestion and lots of other ways that the pigs and the sheep differ, and we can tell the difference between them. That's not hard. But when it comes to telling the difference between the wise man and the fool, we struggle with that sometimes. And tonight, we're going to be taking a look at another one of the categories of the wise man and the fool. We're going to be looking at their talk. How do they differ in what they say? What's the talk differ? How do they differ in their talk? All right, and so we're going to be looking at that this evening, the difference between the wise man and the fool and in what they say. Okay? So, as we begin here, I'm going to look at the fool, first of all, and they use their mouth sinfully. And we see in Proverbs chapter 10, and verse 14, the wise men lay up knowledge, but the fools, the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. When we think about that, the fool's mouth is leading him to ruin. The idea of the word destruction there means to be ruined. And so the fool, he opens his mouth, and it's going to ruin him. It's going to get him into trouble. It's going to get him into a lot of pain and anxiety in life. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 18. All right? He that hath, hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth slander is a fool. All right? Now, the fool speaks out evil reports and unfavorable words to other people. All right? So the slander is unfavorable words, and the evil reports, he spits out those bad things, the evil things that he's saying there, and it's causing grief, and it's going to get him in big trouble. And we see this over and over again in the Proverbs. Solomon's really helping us to see that the fool doesn't control his mouth. And he doesn't control really anything in his life. Proverbs chapter 12 and verse number 23, a prudent man concealeth knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaimeth foolishness. So once again, the foolishness of the arrogant fool, this kind of fool. There's several little fools in the Bible, or in Proverbs. This one's a particular, an arrogant fool, one who thinks he's pretty smart and pretty good. And the foolishness of an arrogant fool comes from his heart. You know, that's what God's telling us there. The hearts of the fools proclaim their foolishness. It pours out of their heart. It comes from deep down inside. They're not just foolish because they made a silly mistake. They're foolish because it's down inside. And then Proverbs chapter 14, verse 3. And the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them. Now, this is a little bit more complicated verse to really ponder and think about. But the fool proudly uses his mouth to beat and to chasten others. All right? So the idea here of the rod of pride, all right, it's his pride. He's proud, and he uses his mouth as a rod. The idea of a rod was to spank someone or to punish someone for something they did wrong, and he's using that to beat or chasten others with his mouth. And so when people go around and they use their mouth to just beat on people with their words, that's not wise. That's being a fool. And, you know, we've probably all been there and done that, but that's not the right thing to do. God doesn't want us to use our mouth in that way. And when we do, we're being a fool. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 7. Go from the presence of a foolish man when thou perceivest not in him the lips of knowledge. All right, so God says we're to turn away from him, go away from him when we can see that he doesn't have knowledge. The fools have no discernment or perception to share with others. All right, this idea of this knowledge here is discernment and perception. And he said the fool doesn't have any discernment and perception. He can't tell the right direction to go. He can't say, oh, this is good and that's bad. He doesn't have any deception or discretion and discernment because he just says, oh, whatever you want to do, do it. And if it feels good, do it. He doesn't have any just perception of what's going to happen. And so he does foolish things, and it leads him into trouble. And it's his mouth that gets him into trouble like that. And God says we need to stay away from those guys. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 2. The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. You can just see this pouring out. God says it's just flowing from his mouth. The mouth of fools has nothing to share but foolishness, and it just flows from his mouth. Everything he says is foolishness. It doesn't It's not biblical, it's not sound, it's not helpful, it's not good, it's just whatever nonsense he's just thinking about, he pours it out. And God says that's not wise, that's a fool. It does it. So as you see here, we're seeing a pattern here. The foolish person is one who doesn't control what he says. He just says what he thinks, he says what he wants to say, and he doesn't think and he doesn't control what he says. Now Proverbs 15 verse 7, the lips of the wise disperse knowledge. Well, that's a good thing to do. But the heart of the foolish doth not so. The fool cannot share knowledge because his heart lacks it. You can't share something you don't have. You know, if I ask one of you to stand up and tell me all about something you didn't know anything about, you say, I'm sorry, I can't do that. I don't know. I don't understand that. There's something each of us probably know that others don't know. And you can stand up and talk about that and explain it, and that'd be pretty interesting. You know, one of the things that I'm so grateful that I learned when I was a child is we lived on our farm, and we had a whole bunch of maple trees, and every spring we made maple syrup. And that's something that probably none of you have ever done, and it's so neat. I really, really enjoyed doing that. It was a lot of work. It was not a money-making thing for us. My brother and I figured out we'd make about 50 cents an hour when you calculated all the work involved in it. So we weren't making much of anything, but it was fun. It was a good thing. And, you know, there's step-by-step of drilling the hole in the tree and gathering the sap that came out and the little spigot that came out. We'd hang a bucket on the tree and we'd catch it and we'd carry that. And every afternoon, we'd have to get our big pails and we'd go pour it out of the one on the tree and carry it over to the sap shanty where we had a big fire in there and we cooked it down and boiled it until it got thicker and thicker and thicker and thicker and we'd measure it and when it got just the right measurement, then we'd pull off the pan off the fire and we'd pour it into a big bucket with a bag there to catch any dirt that was in it and then we'd take it to the house and there was more work involved in cooking it down some more until you get it exactly right and we'd run it through a whole bunch of filters and so when we came out of the last little container we had. You put the bottles under it, and it was sparkling clean and beautiful. And it was quite a process. But it's something I could tell you about because I did it lots of times. And there's things that each of you can tell about that you've done lots of times that maybe the rest of us don't know anything about. But he says here that a fool, he cannot share knowledge because he doesn't have it in his heart. He doesn't have any of that discernment. He doesn't have any of that discretion. He doesn't have any of that knowledge that God can give. His brain is empty from the things of God. And you know, the more you study the book of the Proverbs and the Bible as a whole, the more knowledge of God you're going to absorb in your head and the more you're going to be able to share. If you have never spent enough time in the Bible, you don't have much knowledge to share. And so the more that we spend with God, the more we can absorb and the more that we can share with others. And that's really what God wants. He wants us to be able to like the first of that verse there, the lips of the wise disperse knowledge. A wise person, a person who's gained wisdom from God and has studied the scriptures and spent time in the scriptures, he's absorbed it, he's able then with his lips to disperse it, share it with others. And you know, that's really what God wants from every one of us. Not just my job as a preacher. It's our job, every one of us. If you know Christ as your Savior, part of your work is to disperse knowledge. And that's especially important for parents to disperse it to their children, but it's also important for all of us to share with each other. We ought to be talking about the Scriptures with each other. Sadly, we don't do that very much, but we should be. We should be talking to each other about, hey, what did you learn today in the Bible? We ought to be able to do that. You know, I think that would be really fun and helpful, and I haven't done it because I know it would embarrass people, but it would be very helpful if we just took an evening, and for our whole service, we just went around the room and each took turns sharing what we learned in the Bible that day. What a difference that would make. That would be helpful to us. But it would be embarrassing if you didn't spend much time in your Bible and you didn't get much out of it. So we need to be absorbing the Bible. Let's be wise, not a fool. Now, Proverbs 15, verse 14. The heart of him that hath understanding seeketh knowledge, but the mouth of the fools feeds on foolishness. All right, so here's a person who has understanding. He's saying, I want to get more knowledge. I need God's wisdom. I need God's knowledge. And I'll spend time in the Bible because I want that. I need that. Teach me, Lord. Open my heart. help me to soak it in. But the fool, the mouth of the fool feeds on foolishness. I don't have time to read my Bible because I got all my foolishness to focus on. And all my little games. And, you know, it's sad that so many teenagers today, they know how to play games, but you ask them something about the Bible. Oh, I don't know much about that. I don't spend time reading the Bible. But they know about their games. They know about their sports. They know about this. But they don't spend any time with God. And sadly, that's true about big kids, too. And, you know, we need to be careful. God says we shouldn't be feeding on foolishness. Now, there's some of those kind of things that aren't necessarily evil, but if we focus on that instead of on what's good and important and helpful to us, it's not helping us. It's going to hurt us. Fools, it's interesting here as you look at this. The mouth of fools feedeth. The word feedeth there literally means to graze. If you're not a farmer, that might not mean much to you, but to graze is what the cattle do and the sheep do out in the paddock. They are going around. You watch those sheep out in the paddock, and what are they doing? Nibble, nibble here, and nibble, nibble there, and they walk over here and nibble, nibble, nibble. They're grazing. They're finding, they're looking for another nice, juicy piece of grass, and they walk over there and grab that one and grab that one, and they're grazing. And that's exactly what this word refers to, and he says, fools graze on foolishness, not knowledge or perception. They're out there grazing on the foolishness. What little foolishness can I find over here? Oh, there's some foolishness over there. I want to check that one out. And they're chasing after foolishness and grazing on the foolishness. God says, that's not the way to go. That's not right. We need to be careful with that. Then Proverbs chapter 17, verse 7. Excellent speech becometh not a fool, much less do lying lips a prince. All right, so these excellent speech. The fool has nothing excellent to share with anybody. He said the excellent speech... He doesn't have any excellent speech. You ask a fool to give an intelligent, excellent speech that's going to help other people, and they're like, oh, I don't have anything to say. And they just rattle off with their foolishness. And that's an indication of a fool. Now, as you think of all these things, if you know people that's the way they always are. They're always just rattling off stuff that really doesn't matter. It's not important. It's not helpful. It's not edifying. It's not going to build you up. It's not going to make you a stronger Christian. It's not going to make you even a better person. Or sometimes it's even rubbish that they're rattling off. And every time you're around them, they just spew out their rubbish. You know, that kind of a person's a fool. And, you know, it's sad. Some people are just so addicted to that kind of talk. When Melody and I were first married, I worked for a boss in a factory that he couldn't say hardly three words without cursing God. I mean, he was constantly cursing all the time. And, you know, I just hated to be around him. Finally, I quit the job, and that was one of the main reasons I quit the job. And he asked me to come back, and I said, no, I'm not going to come back. He says, why not? I said, well, you want the truth? And he said, yeah. I said, because I don't like to hear your cursing God all the time. Oh, then he really let me have it. You know, he just really made the phone smoke. But nonetheless, that's just the way some people are. They can't say things right. All right. Now, the mouth of fools. Some more verses. Proverbs 18:6. The fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calleth for strokes. All right, the fools, they stir up quarrels and encourage fighting. So when it talks about the contention, that's quarrels. It talks about the strokes. It's talking about fighting, hitting, and beating. And they're stirring up these things, trying to aggravate fights and encourage fights. That's just part of their nature. Proverbs 18:7, fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. All right, the word destruction there, again, is ruin. So his words will ruin him, and they set traps for his soul. A snare is a trap. The traps that they would set out in the field, and they pulled, you know, take a rope and they pull down a little tree, and they, I don't know, it's pretty hard to do. I used to try to set snares, never caught anything. But the guys that are clever with that, they pull down that snare and it catches a little rabbit, or they catch, you know, the things in the wild. And that's what it's talking about here. It says the words of the fool, they're traps. Because they're hurting him. They're destroying his life. In Proverbs 29:11, a fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it into the afterwards. Fools let it all out. And they give everyone a piece of their mind. All right, so they give everyone a piece of their mind. They're just, you know, pouring out their foolishness. And they just express themselves. The fool utters all his mind. What's the wise man do? He keeps it in till afterwards. What's that mean? He keeps his mouth shut until he's got time to think about it, until he's got time to ponder the situation, until he's got time to make sure that what he's got to say is the right thing to say. Whereas a fool, he just opens his mouth. And you know, I've been there, done that. You know, something happens and I quick make my, put in my 2 cents worth and I talk. And then afterwards I think, oh, why did I say that? I should have kept my mouth shut. That wasn't worth saying. It got me in trouble. You know, we've done that. And so we need to be careful because that's the actions of a fool. Now, let's, on a more cheerful side, let's take a look at the wise man. He guard, how they guard their mouths. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 19. In the multitude of words, there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. He refraineth his lips. He keeps his lips closed and keeps his mouth shut during tense times. You know, there's when there's tension going and maybe somebody's arguing or someone's trying to debate with you or somebody's trying to rile you up. Keep your mouth shut. That's wise. It'll keep us out of trouble. Hard to do, but it's the right thing to do and the wise thing to do. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 18. There is that speaketh like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. You know, wise people speak to heal, not to stab and cut. You know, sometimes our words are sharp like a sword. They cut people. Maybe it's calling them names or being harsh or mean to them, you know, with our mouths. That's the foolish way to go. But the wise person, he speaks words that are healing. Trying to encourage people. Try to help people. Try to build them up. Try to be a blessing to them. And God wants us to be wise. And so we need to strive to that end. Proverbs 12:23. A prudent man concealeth knowledge. But the heart of fools proclaims foolishness. The idea here of concealing his knowledge is it's he's saying, you know, some things I shouldn't say. Just because I know it doesn't mean I need to say it. And sometimes we need to just keep our mouth shut and not say things that we could say. But we think, is this going to help or is it going to hurt? And say, I don't think it's going to help. Then I keep my mouth shut and don't say it. He conceals the knowledge he has. But the fools, they proclaim their foolishness. You know, they just say, oh, here's my opinion. This is what I think of that. And don't you? And they just open up and let it all out. And God says, that's not wise. But we need to be like the wise person that conceals his knowledge. And then Proverbs 14:3, and the mouth of the foolish is the rod of pride. We already looked at that verse, but look at the good side of it. The lips of the wise shall preserve them. The lips of the wise shall preserve them. Instead of causing, you know, beating on people with our mouths, the wise person preserves. He helps. He strengthens. He edifies. He builds up. He tries to be a blessing to others instead of beating on them with his mouth. So that's the wise thing to do. Proverbs 15, verse 2. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools pours out foolishness. All right, so he uses what the knowledge that he gets, he uses it in the right way. He uses it in a way that would honor and please the Lord, and that's the right thing to do. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 7. The lips of the wise disperse knowledge, but the heart of fools doth not so. All right, so the wise person is sharing his knowledge, just dispersing it. He's telling others good things that can be a help to them. This is what God said. This is what the scriptures say. This can be a help to you. Try this. And they're helping people, encouraging people, instead of just pouring out foolishness. Proverbs 16:23, the heart of the wise teacheth his mouth and addeth learning to his lips. All right, now, as we think about this, he makes his mouth circumspect, is what it literally says there. He makes his mouth circumspect and more edifying. Circumspect, what's that mean? Circumspect, that's being very careful. Being very careful is what you do. You know, you're very careful when you're working with things that are delicate. Or, you know, when you're planting something in your garden, you've got that little tiny seedling, you've got to be very careful with them. You pick it out very carefully, and you very carefully put it in. That's being circumspect. Or when you're traveling through an area that you need to be careful where you step. You know, those are things that are circumspect. So the mouth of the wise man is circumspect. He's careful what he says, and he chooses carefully, and he seeks to edify. Adds learning. The idea of trying to add learning is to edify, to build up, to be an encouragement to others. Proverbs 29:11. The fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keeps it until afterwards. We saw that earlier with the fool. But here, the wise man, he's keeping it in. He's holding it in. He's waiting for the right time before he opens his mouth and speaks. All right, so there's with more verses on the fool than there were on the wise man. And so now as we consider this, it's just kind of summarizing this, the fool's mouth. What have we learned about the fool's mouth? Well, first of all, his mouth is near destruction and his lips are a snare. All right, important for us to catch that. He utters slander. Slander is cutting words, hurting words, words that are tearing down and hurting people. Those are slanderous words. His heart proclaims foolishness. It comes from the heart. Remember what Jesus said? Out of the heart proceedeth evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, theft, false witness, blasphemies. He said it all comes from the heart. And the fool's heart is so full of foolishness that he can't say anything wise because his heart's full of foolishness. And he uses his mouth like a rod to beat on people. And his lips lack knowledge. He doesn't have the knowledge of God to be able to share with others. And he pours out foolishness, not knowledge, because he doesn't have any to pour out. And his mouth feeds on foolishness. He feeds on it. That's where he's pasturing in there. He's grazing on the foolishness because he loves that. And he never says excellent things. The things that he says are far from excellent because he doesn't have any excellence in him. He stirs up arguments. Every time he's talking, he's getting people riled up. And we need to be peacemakers instead of rilers. There's a lot of people in our world that are rilers. You know, and even in our families, in our homes, and you know, as a husband and wife, you need to be peacemakers, not a riler. And it's easy to get people stirred up, and we get upset, and we don't like something. And we, instead of just staying calm, we kind of poke at it a little bit, and we get it stirred up. And that's exactly what a fool does. And then he says all his mind. He just lets out what comes in and just tells people the way he thinks. And so this is the fool. Now let's take a look at the wise man. All right. What have we learned about him? Well, he restrains or holds back his lips. He zips them shut. All right. And that's what we need to do as a wise person. He speaks healing words. Words that are going to build up and heal and calm and try to be a blessing and encouragement to others. And we need to think carefully before we speak. He conceals knowledge that should not be said. So when you know something that isn't helpful, we need to keep our mouth shut. Don't speak it out. Don't say things that are going to tear down if we should keep our mouth shut. His lips preserve and protect others. It's just helping people to stay the way they ought to be. It preserves them, it protects them, it helps them. He uses knowledge rightly. His lips share knowledge with others. And once again, the more we know from God's Word, the more we can share with others. Share with our family, share with our children, share with our friends. And that's what we really need to do. I think there's one thing among Christians as a whole, and I'm not just talking about our congregation, I'm talking about Christians all over the world. The one thing that Christians fail to do like they should is to share knowledge with others. We do not talk about the things we learn from the Bible. And that's sad. And I'm as guilty as anybody. I mean, we need to do that regularly. And the place to start is in our home. And, you know, I need to do that more often, even with my wife, to just talk with her about the things I'm learning from the Bible. We do some, but not nearly as much as we should. Because if I don't even do it with her, then I'm not going to do it with you. Right? And so we need to do that. We need to share with others. And then teach our mouth what is the right and wrong way to say things. Right? And then he keeps things in until they are proper to say them. All right, so he guards what he says. So the wise person zips his lips, and that keeps him out of a lot of trouble. Now, some questions to ponder. Do you have a reputation for using your mouth foolishly or wisely? Now, that's something each of us need to ponder. What do people think about me? What have they accused me of? If people accuse us of things, perhaps there's truth to it. We need to think about that. Would God say that you usually use your mouth like a fool or as a wise person? You know, sometimes we have a higher estimation of ourselves than we ought to have, but if we ask ourselves, what's God think of me based on what I know from the Bible, sometimes that's a little bit more convicting. And it opens our eyes to what the reality is. Which foolish uses of the mouth do you need to remove from your life? You know, there are things that we looked at about the fool that probably all of us would say, yeah, that's me too often. And we need to work on those. We need to work on those so that we're not a fool. And which wise uses of the mouth do we need to develop to a better extent? You know, some of those wise things. What should we do that would be a wiser thing? You know, maybe zipping our lips or holding it in till afterwards or whatever those case may be to be a wiser person. So these are some questions we really need to ponder and think on that can be of help to us and an encouragement to us. Now, how can you improve your talk? What can we do to improve it? Well, first of all, we need to admit it when we speak like a fool. If we talk like a fool, we need to admit it. If we don't admit it, we're not going to be able to fix it. That's where it's got to start. And then we need to confess to God your words that are sinful. When we say something that is foolish, that's a sinful thing to do. And we need to say, God, I was wrong. That was not right. I should not have said those things. I should not have acted that way. That was wrong. And then ask forgiveness of those that we speak to a fool, to like a fool. The people we're talking to, maybe our spouse, maybe our children, maybe somebody at work, maybe our neighbor or whatever it is. I mean, it's a hard thing. I mean, it's not fun to go to someone and say, you know, I need to ask your forgiveness because of what I did. But you know, the truth of the matter is, most of the time, the person already knows that I made a fool of myself or I did something wrong. And for me to go admit it to them actually helps the situation. It doesn't hurt it. I'm not going to go to them and say, oh, I talked like a fool. And they say, did you really? Yeah, I didn't notice. Most of the time, they already knew and was wishing that I would do something about it. And the same thing with you. And so we need to be careful about that and seek the forgiveness of those that we've hurt. Then ask God to change our heart and to help us gain victory. God's the only one that can give us victory. You know, if we've been speaking like a fool, we need to say, God, I need your help. I need to spend more time in the scriptures. I need to fill my heart with wise things and knowledgeable things so that I don't speak like a fool so much. And Lord, help me. And then stay away from people that talk like fools. See, that's what God said. He said, if you hang around a fool, you're going to become a fool. So don't spend time with fools. And if some of the people that you hang around, you have to admit, they talk like a fool most of the time, then stop spending time with them. Because if you do, if you keep spending time with them, what's going to happen? It's going to rub off on you. It's just the way it is. And that is true so much in everything we do. And so we need to be very careful about that. Then memorize Bible verses on the mouth, lips, and the tongue. That can be a help to us, just to meditate on them. Lots and lots of verses in the Bible. You just go through the book of Proverbs. You know, there's 31 chapters in the book of Proverbs, and there's often 31 days in a month. If each day you read the chapter for that day, today's the 29th, if you read chapter 29 of Proverbs, and tomorrow's the 30th, you read the 30th of Proverbs, if you do that every month, you'd get through the book of Proverbs every month. And it's very good for you. But if you go through the book of Proverbs in, let's just say, in the month of October, and you write down or highlight or circle or put a little dot beside in the margin of your Bible every verse you find that deals with your mouth, you'd be amazed. It's full of them. And there's lots of things for us to work on because that's just the book of Proverbs. And the rest of the Bible's got lots in it as well. But memorize some of those verses. Pick out one or two verses that could really be a help to you. And meditate on them. And it can be a strength to your soul if you'll do that. Then, this is a hard one. Ask a friend to hold you accountable for your tongue. We don't like to do that. That's no fun. But, you know, I need to say to my wife, Mel, if I say something I shouldn't say, you need to tell me. So that I can change. That's humbling. It's hard. But it's important. Because sometimes she hears things that I say that I didn't even know I said it. Usually it's not what I said, it's usually how I said it that gets me into trouble. I say it in a nasty way or a sharp way, and I say, you need to tell me, and she does. I say, oh, you didn't say that very nice. Oh, I'm sorry, I did it again. But you know, if she doesn't tell me, I won't notice it, and I'll keep right on doing it. And so, get a friend to hold you accountable. It's not fun, I admit. I don't like it when she comes and tells me that I did said something wrong, but I need that. And so we need to do that, and I'd encourage you to do that. It can be a help to you as well. Now some closing advice from God. Proverbs 13:20, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. God just tells us the way it is. If you hang around a fool, you're a friend of a fool, you're going to get ruined. It'll ruin you. That word destroyed means to ruin. Then Proverbs 19:20, hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in the latter end. God says, listen to me and receive the instruction so you can get wise. Psalm 19:14, great verse to memorize. If you don't have this in memorize, you really need to memorize Psalm 19:14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. That needs to be memorized. We need to think on that. We need to meditate on that. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. So